Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Miles, it's Mindy at Home Depot store 0288. Can I give you a PO?
Not yet. I'm just getting over to where I can search for the order in our database. I apologize for this delay.
Okay.
And can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
Okay, not the PO.
The phone number would be preferable.
727-422-2730.
Thank you, and that was 727-422-2730.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I'm attempting to locate the order in our database.
Okay.
And I thank you for your patience.
Sure.
And the system is still searching.
Okay.
Still searching.
Okay.
And we do not have any orders in our database associated with the phone number of 727-422-2730.
You have to maybe refresh your screen or something, because I've already called four other times.
What is your store number?
On the order. 0288.
And the PO number?
8849-9621.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And the primary phone on the order is 813-860-7193. So that's why I was unable to locate the order, was 727-422-2730. But this order is for Drusilla Darlin at 2124 Aaron Drive, Holiday, Florida, 34690, with an email of DAR.
What phone number do you have? Because I don't have that phone number in my system at all, anywhere.
When the order was sent over to us, the primary phone on the order is 813-860-7193.
Okay. Well, I don't have that anywhere in my system, so I have no idea. But anyway, that is the correct customer that you have pulled up, the correct name. So this
okay.
is my fifth time calling. I'm looking for the measure that was done last Thursday, and everybody keeps telling me that they're contacting whoever does that to get it sent over to me, and I don't have it, and I need it.
Okay, and the email associated with the account was darlindrucilla@gmail.com. Is this correct?
Well, I'm talking about Home Depot. Send it to Home Depot, not to the customer.
I understand. I'm just required to verify the name, the address, the phone number.
Okay, you got everything correct. You have everything correct. Thank you.
You're welcome. And let's see here. It says, from the latest update from the installation office, it says, according to model specifications and the measurement taken, the unit will not fit. The customer needs a 30-amp cooktop.
So, question. If you're reading me this information, how come I don't have it sent to my store, which I was told I would have it sent to my store? But you have the information.
I do not know, ma'am. The note
that
was...
Can you send it to me?
I don't have any ability to send it to you.
Well, we normally get it in our DVR.
I can send an email over to our team that has the ability to upload information to ICON. Let's see here.
Okay, so what else does it say? It will not fit, and you said something about 30-inch something.
Yes, it says the unit will not fit, and the customer needs a 30-amp cooktop.
Okay, and what else does it say?
That's it. That was it for that.
What does amp
note?
Mean? What do they mean by 30-amp cooktop?
The amps, like... So you might have
the
like
electrical part?
Yeah, the electrical part. Like you might have a stove that pulls 220 amps. In this case, it says they need a 30-amp cooktop, which is odd. I've never heard of 30 amps, but the installers would know better than me, as they are the professionals. Let's see here.
Okay, listen, question for you. Do you have a supervisor I can speak to? Because I need the measure sent over to my store. I don't understand how they cannot send it to me when this is my fifth phone call. I've been calling since Monday, and she was measured last Thursday. And this is the most information I've gotten. It was from you, but I need that measurement.
I understand.
This isn't like the first time they've done business with Home Depot. I don't understand why it's so hard to send it to us. And I understand you can't, so I need somebody that can, and I'm not waiting till tomorrow. Because the cooktop she ordered is supposed to be delivered to her tomorrow, and I'm going to have to tell her she has to refuse it because it's taken so long to get the measurement back.
And let's see here. Oh, wow, yeah, okay, I see. So, yeah, it is the specifications for this particular product says that the minimum circuit required is 40 amps. So in the customer's home, it appears that they need a 30-amp cooktop. This cooktop draws 240 volts. And the minimum circuit required for this is would be 40 amps. So that
so if they got their electrical work done and they could still get the cooktop, are they saying the cooktop will not fit, or are they just saying the amps is the issue?
They also stated that the cooktop will not fit.
Okay. Anyway, so you can get me that measurement. I need it sent over to me so that I can tell the lady this and have it in front of me. And I want to read what it says.
So it's a 30-inch cooktop, and the what would be the depth is 20 inches, and the width is 29 and a quarter inches. So because of that, and the unit being a 30-inch cooktop, it's too large for the space.
Okay. Can you send me the measurement that's telling you all this? Can I have it to my store?
Let me get an email sent over to our team to request that they please send you the measurements. And I'll let them know that this is urgent, that you do not want to wait.
Yeah, this is, like I said, this is my fifth phone call to you guys. And everybody keeps telling me they're sending an email, but I never get anything. You guys keep sending emails to each other. I want the measurements. And I'm not being mean. I'm just being, I need it. This lady's on my butt.
Okay, I apologize about that. I'm very sorry to hear that you are dealing with a customer that is what you stated. I'm not going to repeat what you stated.
She's not understanding, and I mean, I understand, but she doesn't.
Well,
Because of the time frame, that's why she's aggravated.
And what is your name?
It's Mindy.
Mindy. Thank you, Mindy. Let's see here, and I thank you for your patience.
Sure.
What I'm telling my team is that I'll request that the measurements and details be uploaded to ICON, or that
yes.
they be provided to you via email, which would be
yes.
sent to COS_288@homedepot.com.
Yes. 0288. Make sure it has the zero in the front.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It won't. Okay.
Let's see here. Okay, I have sent that email over.
Okay.
And, I mean, honestly, what I would tell the customer is, you know, I sincerely apologize. However, the cooktop that you selected, it's too large for the space, and it requires a minimum of a 40-amp, you know, circuitry. And in the home, your home will only accommodate a cooktop that's on a 30-amp circuit. So based on these measurements, being that there's only 20 inches of depth and 29 1/4 inches of width, you know, I could assist you with, you know, finding another unit that might fit those specifications, or that would fit those specifications better. But unfortunately, the one that this one that you really want, it's not compatible with your home.
Okay.
I mean, because that's
okay.
really all that can be done, you know. Outside of that, I mean, unless the customer wants to, because if a customer were to say, well, you know, I really have my heart set on this, I really, really like this cooktop, and money is not an issue. Well, okay, then they could have, you know, electricians come out and change the electrical in the home. That would be, you know, I'm sure that would be very expensive to do. But if money's not an issue, you know, because you know how some people are. For some people, money is not an issue. So maybe they would
right.
be interested. Maybe the customer would be interested in how much money it costs to make this cooktop work. You know, you never know. So that would be, you know, their only other option the other thing about it is that the unit doesn't fit in the space. So the space would have to be modified. So that would be additional money that they would have to pay. But then again, like I mentioned, you never know. Maybe to them, money's not an issue.
Right.
But I sent the information over to our team. So basically, the email went to our team, to the installation office. I also sent it to COS_0288@homedepot.com. So everybody's in the loop in regards to the email that I sent. Because you're going to get, if you check your email.
I hope I'm in the loop soon.
Like, if you check your email right now, you'd probably see the email that I just sent.
I'm in it. I see it, Miles Simmons.
That's me. So you see,
okay.
I wanted to make sure I kept you in the loop because I know how important
you sure
this is
did.
To you.
I got a book here.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. So that's how I work. I'm very, very thorough, you know, to try to make sure that when I do the job, that's the last time that the job needs to be done, because then after that it will get taken care of properly in the way and manner that it needs to be taken care of.
Okay, well, thanks, Miles. I'll wait to look for that email to come through, but I'll call my customer now and tell her all this stuff.
All right, sounds good. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
Nope, I'm all good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I thank you for calling XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope that you have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.